Hello, Outriders. We're packed to the rafters this week with a cast of too many people to name in the introduction, so best we get straight on with it. Now, there's something satisfying about making something for yourself, whether that's creating your own programs and applications or electronics, or even growing your own food. Now, Mark Spofforth and his team have managed to combine both of these things with Love Fresh application, which might mean that we can learn more about what we put in our mouths.
My wife and I have really enjoyed going around camping in the UK, and the first thing that we do when we get to Cornwall or whatever is try and find out where the great local farm shops are or where the nice restaurants are that take an interest in supporting the local produce. It's never been easy. It's always been really difficult to do. It takes a load of effort. The main pain point comes out of that with Love Fresh and then was amplified when I moved to the countryside after 20 years in London. And really thought, well, here we go. You know, now I'm going to connect with local food producers. It's going to be like going to the old-fashioned butchers when I was a child. But no, it was really difficult. Again, I live in the middle of farmland. I'm surrounded by dairy and chickens and pigs, all sorts of animals. But to know where to buy the produce butchered and ready or cropped and ready, it was really difficult.
Have local producers taken this on? Have they agreed to your idea? Because, I mean, running a farm in itself is more than a full-time job. It's extraordinarily hard work.
Absolutely. And it's one of the design goals was that it was going to be no work for food producers to reap the benefits of communities building around their products. It can be entirely consumer-led. So if you visit a nice farm, you find some free-range eggs that you want to share with your friends, you can just blip it and that locates the farm. The producer has to do nothing. The photograph's taken. They can just sit back and know that people are talking about them if they like. If they would want to get involved, they can claim their location and input a phone number, email and a website. And all of this is free. Once they've claimed their location, they can blip what's fresh from it daily and that goes to anyone local to them.
What kind of information are you getting out of this? I mean, I know that I've spoken to you anecdotally about things like buying eggs. And it's something that I don't realise. I mean, I live in the city and therefore I pick up food here and there and I'm not too careful about it. That's my admission.
No, for
but,
sure.
I certainly didn't understand that there may be somebody somewhere who has a surplus of eggs or a surplus of milk and it would be fresh on the day. That sounds wonderful.
We've already had a great check-in, actually, with just the kind of person, you know, an extreme, really, of producer, which is a very small-scale producer with an allotment who sells his fruit and veg for charity on the side of the street by his house. I breed free-range chickens, and I've got a huge surplus of eggs. I've no intention of making a profit out of them. I've got an honesty box outside of my house, and I want to be able to blip the location. So anyone who's going for a walk in the countryside can divert, pick up a load of eggs and be happy.
And is there a place online that we can read some more?
We're at Love Fresh, a dot before the SH.
Mark Spofforth there with Love Fresh.
Across the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.